Welcome, welcome, saints of God, to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Welcome to our Daily Bread. Today is October the 11th, Wednesday evening, and we just want to say thank you once again for tuning in and coming to the Living Waters, to the Filling Station, and to the Booth Camp. We want to get all the Word we can get in our hearts. Amen. We're not only hearers, but we're doers, and we obey the Word of God. And because we obey the Word, we are doers. And another day of living in the light of God's Word, authority, power, and ability. Another day of living in the light of God's Word, and authority, and power, and ability. Father, we just want to say thank you, that you are with us, Lord. And you want to reveal yourself even in a greater way to us in your word, Father, the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever. You want us to know you so much, Father, that we have an intimate relationship with you. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is our teacher, that abides in us forever and reveals your nature and your character to us. And we thank you, Lord, that when he speaks, we hear what you have to say, Lord. And we just want to say thank you so much that you're with us. Thank you that you revealed yourself in a greater way. The more we desire, Father, and embrace and chase after you, Father, and embrace the Word of God, Father, we are always looking to receive from you, Father, what you have to say to us. We want to grow. We don't want to stay in the same stagnant place, but we want to grow from glory to glory. And we can only do that as we read your word and you revealed yourself more and more to us, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you. We love you, Father God. We love your word. We love your anointing. We love your presence, and we love your Son, Jesus Christ, and we love the Holy Spirit. We just thank you, thank you, thank you that you give us the breath of life in us every day. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us the abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Can I hear an amen? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us right now and revealing God's word to us in our spirit, man. In Jesus' name, we thank you. If you've been listening to Daily Bread for a long time, probably 3, going on 4 years, you know that I like to share gold nuggets that I get. So I'm going to be reading out of Kenneth E. Hagin, Health Food Devotions. We can't get enough health food devotions. Amen. We can't get enough word concerning health. We want to stay healthy, because if we're not healthy, we can't do anything for the kingdom of God. Amen. And the enemy would try to keep us ignorant of the word of God, that healing belongs to us. He wants to keep us ignorant that we can walk in divine health. And that's why I would like to bring these devotions to you, and they're gold nuggets, and they'll help us going through life that we live here on earth. Amen. We want to be strong, we want to be healthy, and we want to go all the way to do what God's called us to do. Amen. So today we're going to be on Romans 10:8. Romans 10:8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. And we all want to walk in faith. Amen. Because that's the way we get a hold of God. Our faith in him. Amen. The realm of faith. The greatest thing that will ever happen to you is when you move into this realm of faith that I'm talking about. Your intellect or your mind will fight you, and your physical senses will fight you every step of the way. They will fight to keep you from moving into this realm. If the natural mind is not renewed with the Word of God, or if it's just partially renewed with the Word, it will try to hold you in the natural realm. Your flesh will try to hold you in the natural realm. Your mind will try to hold you in the natural realm. But there is a spiritual realm to enter in, where you think differently than you used to think. You talk differently than you used to talk. When you get right down to it, wrong thinking, wrong believing, wrong confessing are the things that defeat us. Did you hear that? Wrong thinking, wrong believing, and wrong confessing are the things that defeat us. Amen? Right thinking, right believing, and right confessing are the things that put us over. Right thinking, right believing, and right confessing are the things that put us over. Amen? Put us over where? In the realm of the Spirit. In the realm of faith. Now, if what you say is wrong, it's because your believing is wrong. If your believing is wrong, it's because your thinking is wrong. They all three go together. If your confession is right, it's because your believing is right. If your believing is right, it's because your thinking is right. And if your thinking is right, it's because you're thinking in line with God's word. If your thinking is wrong, it's because you are thinking out of line with God's word. Dare to think God's thoughts. Amen? Yeah. A lot of times, you know, people, even ministers that don't know the truth, they'll tell you, oh, it's not God's will for you to be healed. Oh, yes, it is. And those are traditions of men, and those are wrong teachings. God says in Isaiah 53:5, he says, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, then I am healed. According to Matthew 8:17, as the prophet Isaiah prophesied, himself, Jesus, bore our sicknesses on him so we wouldn't have to. 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And sickness and disease are an oppression of the devil. He's the one that brings sickness on us, not God. God is our healer, and we have the greatest physician that lives in us, and his name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, our greatest healer and our greatest physician. Here is our confession. I choose to think God's thoughts. I search the word of God to find out what God says about me and my health and my salvation. Then I apply the word to my life. I think on it, I believe it, and speak it out of my mouth. Amen? We got to keep the word, people, in our mouths constantly and in our hearts. And that's why God gave us a mouth, so we could speak his word out of our mouth and bring healing into our bodies. And healing always starts inside, in the spirit. It always starts in our spirit man, and the manifestation will come forth out in the physical. Amen? And I love to give these gold nuggets that I'm learning, because we don't want to be ignorant of what God has already given to us. But the enemy would try to keep us ignorant. And the way we stay ignorant is not reading the word of God. That's his first weapon that he uses to keep us out of God's word. So we need to keep the word of God in our hearts, in our spirit man. We need to read it. We need to confess it. We need to say it out. Amen? Because the word of God is the two-edged sword that will cut the enemy down and keep him running. Amen? We don't want to be ignorant of what God's already done for us. Everything that he's done for us is already done. All we have to do is apply it take it, receive it, and give him thanksgiving for it. Amen? Can I hear an amen? Praise the Lord. Let me give you another little nugget that I want to share with you. 1 Corinthians 13:13 tells us three major keys for the church to keep moving forward. Number one, faith. Faith will move all mountains, obstacles, out of our way to go forward. 1 John 5:4, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith, the faith that God has given each one of us. He gave us each the measure of faith. And what are you doing with the measure that he gave you? Are you hiding it under the bushel, under the carpet, or are you speaking the word of God, releasing your faith out of your mouth? Amen? Hallelujah. Number two, hope allows us to see him that is invisible. Hope allows us to see him that is invisible and endure the things of this world until we reach our eternal home with Christ. Number three, love. The greatest of the three, however, all three of these work together. Without love, we will fail and never recover. Without love, we cannot forgive and forget. Without love, we cannot be forgiven of our sins. Without love, we cannot bear the trials of this life. Without love, we cannot believe the great promises of God's word. Without love, we have no hope for the future. And without love, we cannot endure the things of this world that we do not like. Love never fails. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. Love is always hopeful. And love endures through every circumstance, no matter what. Amen? No matter what the enemy throws at us, we are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? So I thank you so much for tuning in. We bless you. We thank you that you're coming to the filling station, the booth camp. Amen? The living waters that will come forth out of your spirit, rivers of living water. Amen? We love you so much. Thank you for listening to us on YouTube on Sundays. Every Sunday we're on YouTube. We're doing the live services, but the ones that aren't able to come, they can see us on YouTube, and it's always on after 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. So we just want to say thank you so much, and thank you for your offerings, your tithes and offerings that you send to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change our lives. We will never be the same. And we are the small church, the little church with a big heart for missions. And we're sending a lot of money, amen, to the missionaries that we support. And they are going about doing all that God has commissioned them to do, doing their race, doing their assignment, running their course, and doing the plan of God, just like all of us. We are all part of the body of Christ, and we're doing our part. And everything that the missionaries are doing, we get to partake of it because we have a heavenly account. And all that they reach, all that they heal, all that they provide, all that they set people free, all the salvations that come in, they're going into our heavenly accounts. So we just want to say thank you so much. We love you. We bless you. And Lord, we just cover each one of these hearers that are listening to Daily Bread with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus. It becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us, Father. In our goings and our comings, Father God. In the marketplace, at the workplace. And I thank you that we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're blessing the city, blessing the country. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Father, for loving us and for taking care of us and for putting us that we are in the bubble from trouble and in the canopy of protection and in the umbrella of love and protection. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. And we will see you next Wednesday. Brother Andrew will be doing next Wednesday. We love you. Be blessed. Have a blessed day and evening and the week to come. Be safe, stay healthy, and remember, speak the word of God always to every circumstance that is not in line with the Word of God. Look up for our redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.